Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the best regular smegular podcast in the city, in the world. Not just the city, but the world. Guys, remember when I was going through like so much shit? I forgot my own intro. It had been so long. Whatever with that. King Von is back in the news. He's back in the news again. Trap Lord just did a couple interviews with Vlad. And Trap Lord's like a huge Von. King Von, people that don't know, King Von's like a... He was a famous rapper. He had a couple of bodies on him, rapping in songs, glorifying the shit. We'll get into that later. We got to talk about somebody else. Real life, they interview a lot of celebrities and whatnot. They do like a piece like with Jaguar Wright, and always does millions of views, millions and millions and millions of views, guys. Crazy. It's ridiculous how many views she gets. I'm like, she doesn't realize like, the power she has. If she were just to do her own podcast with herself, like she's losing so much money bringing these stories to them, as opposed to just bringing them stories to us. Like you're missing out on a lot of bread, man. Because a lot of people mess with her. Like a lot of people, like they really rock with her really hard and everything. So she's definitely missing out on a bag, and they know it too. Despite how much they're even paying her, it ain't enough for the stories and tales of Hollywood. Let's talk about Hollywood for a second. Hollywood is even as a kid, I'd always known, because my mother was been in Hollywood. So even as a kid, I knew that like Hollywood was like literally draped in evil, based off of like how adamant she was about us kind of getting in. She doesn't even like me doing the podcast, really. Mom don't even like me, like, because even now I'm still involved in the life that did not want for me, for real. So she tried her best to like not have us involved in none of that. When she did her movies and she did her commercials and she got her bread and she just dipped out, and she, after she got done modeling, she dipped out, left without a trace, like didn't tell nobody where she left. And most people will probably see my mom. You just didn't know that was my mom in that commercial or in that video or something. You just didn't know that was her. Hold on one second. I'm going to take a drink of water. But even as a kid, I knew, because she fought so hard to keep us out of it, I knew there must have been some kind of wickedry going on. Wickedry. Like some type of malevolent force on Hollywood that clearly was like the reason why she did not want all of us involved. And given we were all like, and even though like she tried to keep us away from that, there's still other opportunities that really opened up based off of like her and who she knows and everything. So like she never could really keep us out of like entertainment at all. Not real, like not even she wanted to. We all can sing. I can dance. I can act. I've acted before. So I always just kind of ran towards entertainment. Kind of always just ran towards it. Because she didn't want me in there, I ran towards it. You know, that's just how kids are. You know, it's just how we are. But I always knew there's some type of evil force, or I've gotten like a little bit of, I don't know, my circumstances and the situations have kind of been and have really changed like for the better lately, through the grace of God. And I've kind of understood exactly like why she did exactly what she did. I get it now. But it didn't take me getting what I got now to really understand, like, hey, this ain't what you want, Little Durk. This ain't, oh, you don't know Little Durk. That's the name, Little Durk? Yeah, I guess so. Durk, yo. This ain't what you want. It ain't what you want. It's what you think you want. But it ain't really what you really want. Not at the end of the day. But when I see these Jaguar Wright interviews, They're probably going to shadow ban me again. Oh my God, I'm probably going to shadow banned again for this nonsense I'm about to say right now. Or they might rock with me. It just depends. So despite being like entertained, being in entertainment and modeling and everything, I really chose healthcare as like the way to go. As like a young age, at 10, I saw like mental health like really like be a thing in like my life. I really like had to, my grandmother was schizophrenic and bipolar. And medication, she spent time in a mental institution like most of her life, been in and out type of shit. It was really rough for my mother probably growing up under such scrutiny, under such a weight. And I saw it like at such a young, at an age I probably shouldn't even saw it. I saw it. Not only that, I witnessed it. I didn't participate, but like I was there. So I'm really like familiar. I got like about 20 years in, really. Like 20 years in healthcare, just dealing with like mental health illness and any kind of type of illness. Like I can do disability. I can do whatever now. And so, based off that, like that experience, plus I've won awards. I've won awards for being so good at my job. Like it's, and people are like, "You've been in this field for this long?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, I've been in this thing for a minute. I can tell you about whoever." That's why all my patients, they love me. All my patients, they love me. They care for me. I care for them. I've gotten gifts of money. I've gotten all type of things from like my patients and residents before. Like, and this ain't a little money. You guys got money. Other my family have. These guys got money. They'll bless me for like years and years and years, sending cards and flowers and gifts and everything like that. So I'm really good at my job. Because I've got so much experience really dealing with my job and dealing with people. Now, outside of work, you probably won't be able to talk to me. I'm probably be really stuck up. Like, outside of work, people might think I'm like really stuck up. I'm like, I just don't have any conversations. I don't want to, we don't have to talk. I'm not even here to talk to you. Like, I really just like being by myself. Because I love myself enough to know that I have a good time by myself. I appreciate me being by myself. And given like all the lessons I've learned, I will choose peace with myself, even if that road leads to loneliness over strife and grief with anybody else. I will choose to be alone. And lately I've been thinking like about not even fathering children. Like, cause I'm like, first I have to find a woman that understands like he's okay by himself. He can do without me. Like he actually prefers to be without me. Like I'll love a woman. Like I'll treat her right. I'll do whatever. But I'm like, in the end, I love my peace. I'll put that above anything except for God. I'll put that over my family, people that I love before. And I tell women all the time, like I've cut off people that I love. I've cut off people that did the most for me. Because they were affecting, like, the peace that I had in my peace of mind, my peace of self, peace of my life. Like, I've cut off people that mean the most. It's nothing to cut off you. It's nothing. A lot of them get mad when you be honest with them. Like, you asking for my true feelings? I'm going to give it to you. Don't ask me. I'm not going to lie. I don't lie. So I'm like, you asking for some shit? I'm going to really tell you. It might not be what you want to hear at the time, but I'm like, you might want me to sugarcoat the shit or something and be like, no, I want you over this or over that or whatever. But I choose peace always. My peace I choose always. So I have a lot of experience, like I said, in this field of healthcare and just overall dealing with people. I can't even play chess, but I can play people. And I know people very, very well. I know people very, very well. And that's not even no understatement, like, at all. Even as I govern my life and really just figuring out how people really operate and what their end game and their goal is. And maybe I like playing stupid. I like playing stupid. I've had people tell me I got too good a heart. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know you take advantage of that shit, too. Best believe, I know you will. If it comes down to it, you will. But I'm no fool enough to just be out here just wearing my heart on my sleeve. That's some naivete type of shit. So I don't do all that. It's when I see Jaguar Wright, you know, a woman that was in the industry, she didn't get chosen, she didn't get picked. I've known this woman to get locked up in, not even locked up, but she's been placed in mental health institutions by her husband, by the police, because she's been wilding out. When I look at these interviews, I can tell, like, bro, you're not on your meds right now. You're sporadic. You're moving around. You're yelling sporadically. You're jumping up and down. This isn't the character. If this is you normally, this is not healthy. This ain't normal behavior for a human. This isn't normal behavior. What you're displaying to me does not say, like, well, what is normal at the end of the day? You know, chilling out and being chill, bro. It's an interview. This shit ain't no shit to be getting up into arms about. You got stories to tell, you tell them. As I am right now, I'm not jumping up and down. I'm not giddy, you know, doing whatever. I'm literally just sitting down on the bed, talking to you guys. I'm not even moving that much. Not even raising my voice. I haven't even cursed yet. When she's off of her medication, she will get the cursing. She'll get the whooping, get the hollering and everything. And I'm like, bro, that's not normal behavior, guys. And because she has so much resentment for not getting picked, despite all the stories she has on Hollywood, she is mad that she did not get picked in Hollywood. She wanted to get picked. She thought she was better than everyone else. A lot of people that fell off in Hollywood, they always think they're better than the person that got picked over them. They always thought, like, oh, it could have been me. With the Braxtons, Tamar thought she was better than Tony. With New Edition, I'm sure everyone thought they were better than Bobby Brown. People thought they were better than Whitney. People thought they were better. Prince thought he was better than Michael Jackson. So much so, he tried to run Michael Jackson and his mother over with a car. He wanted to kill him that bad. Prince wanted to kill Michael Jackson. Like, it was that bad. Such resentment. And for me, it's like someone draped in so much hatred just for the system that they hate so much. You hate these people so much that you're an untrustworthy narrator. That I cannot trust a word you say. Plus given, and some of the shit she's saying, she's not lying. Some of the stuff she's like, you're not wrong, but how she attacks people in a certain manner that she chooses to do it, I'm like, are you saying this because of the drugs? Are you saying this because you feel some type of way? And I believe most of the time it's because she feels some type of way that she wasn't chosen. And that person you can't even trust to give a clear story to you or to tell the truth. And POV were such a truth teller. I'm like, bro, no. You cannot trust this person. For one, she's not even on her meds enough to be thinking clearly about life, about herself, her self-identity. She's not thinking clearly enough to tell you a clear story. But people, like, they just clamor and believe, like, oh, I knew Hollywood was bad. And sometimes people would just want Hollywood just to be bad. I've heard good stories and I've heard bad stories. I've seen it, like, firsthand with my mother. Like, I've seen good stories and I've heard bad stories. And for the most part, the bad stories be bad. But I've heard more good stories from my mother than I've ever heard bad stories about Hollywood. That's real shit. There are certain people in that, depending on who you surround yourself with, like, yeah, you're going to run into some bad people with a lot of money. Or a lot of money with some bad people. Bars. And it's like, every person's situation is, like, really different. Even Justin Bieber now, people didn't know Justin Bieber was, like, being molested and raped. And no, ain't no doubt this boy's been taken advantage of. Damn, I said the R word. Oh, man. He's been R worded. I'm sorry. Hey. Spotify. I apologize. That was not on purpose. You know, I'm just telling a tale. You guys are listening to this, like, right now. You know, I'm, like, spending some real shit, so... All right, give me a break, please. Just think this one's, please. Oh, man. But So even I have to answer someone. See, this guy's words. I have to answer these guys for sure. Like, they don't like them type of words. But he's been taken advantage of, for sure. I know, because I've been at art galleries. I've been at galas. I've been all these different. Like, and these guys would have picked me apart if I didn't have good people around me. They would have picked me the hell apart. I've been at ballroom. I've been at ballroom dances. I've been at cotillions. I'm like, man, these guys are predators. These women are predators. Like, they are as ruthless as these stories really say they are. Especially like me, some upstart artist person with the mom that's been here before, and they know your mom's name. Most of you guys, they know your mama's name. I've been in conversation with people like when I was younger in the industry, and like they knew my mom. I was like, oh man. Oh no. I'm like, oh geez. I'm like, what does that mean for us? But luckily enough, I had like a good guy. I had always had good mentors that really protected me like from them type of people. So it was never like some things I really was kind of shielded from. But Jaguar White, I'm like, bruh, you got to get help for this type of stuff. You got to let this shit go. You weren't picked. Maybe because you didn't have what they wanted. You didn't have what they needed. You weren't doing what they wanted you to do. But, you know, that probably was the case. But, dude, you got to let this shit go. Because this shit's not healthy. And I can't trust a word you say. I cannot trust a word Jaguar Wright says. It comes from such a place, like I said, from such a place of hatred. Like I'm really empathetic. I'm an empath, for like a deep empath. Like that's probably the gift that I have. That I really can feel the emotions of everybody else and type of shit. So, bruh, what I get off of her with nothing but just like a dark ass energy. A dark energy. And I'm like, bruh, you are not the one to tell these stories. Sure, these stories need to be told, but you're not the one to tell them. And no, not everyone's out to get her. And she thinks like, oh, the industry's going to silence me. I'm like, bro, you need help. And being a healthcare professional, I'm like, bro, you need help. Like, you need to talk to a therapist about what you really went through in Hollywood so that way that they can like, or talk to God. Best advice I can give her, talk to God. Because honestly, man can involve you from nothing. Knights Templar thought that. They went to. I'm a big fan of Dante's Inferno. I played the game growing up. My dad, my mom brought me the game growing up, so I really understand the literature. They bought me the book. I'm like, I read the book. That's a long book. Reading it for a whole summer, mom would quiz me on that book every day. Every day, Dante's Inferno. It was wild. Just so I learned the lessons from it. You know, he thinking Beatrice like is loyal. She is loyal to him, but he's out here doing whatever he wants to do, killing, murdering, doing whatever in the name of the Pope, name of the church, thinking that they'll absolve him of his sins. Come to find out, like, bruh, man can't absolve you of nothing. Only way you can really like get through your problems is to give them to God. You don't give your problem. And people are sometimes like, why didn't you tell me you were going through all this? Why didn't you tell me all this stuff was happening to you? And like, it's been some rough stuff. It's been some rough stuff, no joke. But it's like, what the hell can you do? Only person that can maybe vent, I can vent to you maybe. I can vent to the Lord just as easily. I know he won't judge me. I know he won't cast shame upon me or nothing like that. Or he won't be disappointed in me. I'm like, I'd rather give my problems to God. She needs to start giving her problems to God. Some people, therapy's really good for them, though. It works for everybody, but for me, I got the Lord. I really give my problems to him. Things don't get done quicker with him. They don't get done the way I need them to get done. Maybe not the way I want the problems to get done, but they're going to get done the way I need them to get done for myself, for the future. That's how good the Lord is. That's how good God is. He's good all the time. He's good in like every way. Every single way. God's good like that. But in her interviews, it's always like super wild to me just to see, like, bruh, yeah. You got some shit going on, huh? You better start taking your meds. And me in my head, I'm like, man, she better start taking the damn meds, man, before she end up back in that place. Because they'll put your ass there. You keep talking like this. Ain't the silence. You're like, bro, no, you need help. You need help. Holding so much hatred on your heart is not healthy. Say that again. Holding so much hatred and resentment on your heart is not healthy for you. I don't care about them. It's not healthy for you to keep hating these people. It's doing damage to you hating these people. That's all you should be concerned about. Truly. This might be like one of my deepest podcasts ever in like recent times, I believe. I don't know. For sure. This is definitely one of the deeper ones. But it's like, I only spoke the truth. I don't lie. I do not lie. Lying, my mother always said, it's like a waste of time. The world is really black and white. You're going to do wrong, you're going to do right. But don't do wrong in the guise of trying to do right. And don't do right for the wrong cause. you really convolute the whole thing then. You might as well shouldn't have did nothing at all. If you're going to do right to be wrong. Or do right for the sake of some from evil intentions or something. And the road to heaven is paved with plenty of people with good intentions. That did a whole bunch of dirt. That shouldn't have did it. Those things like really never work out for you. And that's why it's like Jaguar White has never seen like an elevation of her career, doing all these podcasts, an elevation of her life from this stuff. I'm like, bro, you're doing right, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're not doing it for the right reasons. You can't even be calm and objective sitting on a couch. You can't even just tell your tale and not yell. Like, dude, you're not doing this from the right thing. And I've always, like, I'm like, that's just, and that's the thing with like a lot of these hip hop interviews and a lot of these Hollywood interviews. I'm like, bro, these guys ain't sharing these tales. They want to help somebody. They doing this shit to hurt somebody. No, no, no. If I'm a help. If I'm a hurt you, I'm a hurt you. For real, I don't need no incentive. I don't need to drape up my cause in some flag of purity or nothing. Like, it just is how it is. Like, you do right to do right. And you do wrong to do wrong. But don't do right to do wrong. And don't do wrong to do right. Bars. Bars, man. I'm spitting facts today, man. I don't know. But. That's just my take on the interviews and shit like that, for sure. They're probably going to shadow ban me because I used that wrong word, which I apologize for. So if y'all got someone, I just don't want my views to go down. I've been doing really good with my views. So. Hey, man. Hey, guys, chill out. It was a slip of the tongue. You know, I'm just brutally honest. But I'm not being honest to hurt. I'm being honest to be honest. There's a difference. Like, I'm honest to either inform or to help. These people are honest to hurt. Like, I'm not. And this is coming from a victim of sexual assault. So, like, guys, I've been sexually assaulted by women all my life. There you go. This is coming from a victim. So maybe I really can use that word. Because I've been sexually assaulted by women my whole life. Women. Like, not men. Grown-ass women. I used to be so curious about like, why my mother wouldn't let me around her, like her adult female friends. But she knew, like, looking how he looks, and she knows them, and she knows how innocent I really am. Like, I really am like an innocent soul. I'm like naive. I'm really blonde. I have blonde hair. I'm really naive. I'm like, I'm dumb sometimes. D-U-M, not the actual word. But I'm like, I'm slow. Innocent, slow to catch on to things. I won't even notice it if you don't tell me. Truth of the matter. If you don't tell me something, I won't know. People be like, did you see so-and-so? You talked to so-and-so? I'm like, I wasn't looking for so-and-so, so what about I talk to him? They're like, oh. And a lot of people like kind of really acknowledge that, like, hey, he don't know. he doesn't really know this stuff. he's not looking for him. He's not really trying to talk to him, so he won't really bother to talk to him if he's not going to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to him. Yeah, it's coming from someone that's a sexual assault, like, victim. by women my whole life. Summer camps and these art galas. You guys best believe they couldn't protect me from like everything. It's been rough, bro. It was rough. it definitely was a little bit rough. But I didn't realize it was rough till I grew up out of it. Till I said these things will never happen to me again. But even then, like, I walked down the street or something, a girl will honk their horn at me. I get catcalled all the time. I get stared at, awkward stares. I get said insensitive sexual innuendos to me, all type of stuff all the time. And it makes you feel uncomfortable. But as a man, to say these things are uncomfortable to you, it means like you're trying to start some shit. You're being like a B word. You're being a baby. I'm like, these things just make me uncomfortable because they've happened to me like my whole life. And women don't give a damn. Like, bro, if they want something, they might even take it. I've even had that happen to me. They're just going to take it from you. On that type of time. That rough. That what I'm talking about, really. They're going to, like, some women are going to take it from you. They want to possess you bad enough. They want you that bad enough. They will take it from you. Even if you don't want it. And when you don't want it and you say no, no means no. So no is no. And I've said no many, 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 too many times to count and still had it taken from me. So that's that. And I hate to even get in that conversation, but because I said that word, I'm like, you guys got to realize I'm not saying it from no place to pick on or nothing. It's just, I matured from that time that it's happened. It happened for like a long time. And it's like, I've just moved on from it enough to be comfortable saying that word. I wish that for all the people that have kind of been sexually assaulted. Not even kind of, that've been assaulted like that. I wish that time heals everything. Truly it does. It really does. So. Yeah. There you go. This is definitely the deepest podcast I've ever made before. The deepest podcast I've ever made. For sure. Because you guys didn't even know all that stuff. And I don't even know why I told you. Maybe I just wanted to get it off my chest. Maybe. I believe so. It's been bothering me lately. Like heavy on my heart. And things that are heavy on my heart, they can't be allowed to stay. Heavy on my mind and on my heart, you can't be allowed to keep that space for too long. I don't give those things too long to be kept there. That space can be used for other things. It's some deep shit. I've grown so wise, have I not? I feel like I'm wiser every day. But I hang around OGs. I hang around OG older women. I hang around OG older dudes. OGs on the block. I'm like, man. I'm just grateful that they chose to impart such wisdom upon me to where, like, oh, I've always been wise, but there's a new level that I've kind of reached lately where it's like, okay, even they will tell me, like, oh, you're really older than how you appear. Even girls are like, how old are you again? I'm like, I'm in my 20s. They think I'm like in my 40s. I've had older OGs in their 70s say I'm at least 50 years old based off of like how wise I am and how I really govern myself like throughout my life. I want to say sometimes I make mistakes. I'm only human. And even sometimes I forget how old I am too. But I'm blessed that they chose to like to really put all their eggs on me. To really give me all the eggs they had in their basket. Because they probably saw something in me that I probably didn't see in myself enough to be like. I'm never afraid to ask for wisdom. I'm trying to be like King Solomon a little bit. Minus the scandals. And the problems he incurred. Like, that's all the shit he went through. I'm really trying to be like him a little bit. Wise. Beyond my years a little bit. That's why it's so hard to fool me. I've had people try to trick me, given the blessing that I've had recently in my life. It's kind of like been like truly like a blessing. I've had people try to use me, manipulate me, thinking I'm some type of fool. I'm like, I'm no fool. I just want to see if you're gonna be honest, like I'm honest. And most of the time, they're not. But I've stopped. So I guess I retract that statement. I don't want to see if they're honest like me, but I'm going to see how this shit play out. I want to see if you're exactly who I thought you were. And it's like, I'm thinking who you are, but I might be misjudging you. I might just be mischaracterizing you based off of what I'm seeing. And the eyes can be foolish and folly sometimes to believe. So I'm like, let me think about this. I mean, let things play out just so I can see, like, oh, you are who I thought you were. And then I act accordingly. Block. He blocked me. Get out of here. Beat it. Oh, no, you ain't going to waste my time no more. I let you do it for, like, too long already. Can't do it. But, guys, remember, you can't know what you don't know. And if you knew better, guess what? You should be doing better. So maybe you should go find out something so you can do better, right? Yeah, that's what I'm going to go do. Find out how I can do better.